You're very welcome to this roundtable discussion in Maynooth. Joining me this evening is Fine Gael TD Bernard Durkin, Sinn Féin TD Raida Cronin, councillors Tim Durkin, Angela Feeney, Nisha O'Carroll and Peter Hamilton, Anne Kelly and Theresa Murray of Maynooth Community Council, Miriam O'Keefe Ahern from the Maynooth Access Group and Rockfield Residents Association, Donna Phelan from the Maynooth Autism Friendly Town and Stephen O'Neill from the Maynooth Kilcock Lions Club. Thanks to you all for joining us this evening. We might start off with Nisha O'Carroll. And Nisha, one thing that has been talked about time and time again here in Maynooth is the lack of a community centre, the lack of a hub for all the fantastic community groups that there are here in Maynooth. Something that, as I say, comes up time and time again.
Yeah, and I think everybody around the table here has had some sort of input into trying to get a community centre for Maynooth over the years. And even look at the location we're at today, the Maynooth Community Space, which is managed by Clare County Council, was previously managed by Maynooth Community Employment Project. And look, we're very grateful for having this space, you know, for an event such as today. And it's hosted many local groups, such as the Maynooth Toddler Group that Donna's involved with here, you know, senior citizens, etc. But it's very small, and we need a proper community centre. If we look at any of the large towns, not only in Kildare but throughout the country, it's a prerequisite that there's a community centre. So as councillors, I think all of us here are doing our utmost to try and deliver a community centre for Maynooth, and also to pay credit to Maynooth Community Council and some of their representatives are here today. They gave a great presentation to the council at last month's meeting. And I think, look, there needs to be a little bit more impetus from the council, certainly, but it's important that community groups are part of it, such as the community council, but also the likes of the sports clubs as well and other organisations as well. So, look, long story short, I won't take up all the time because other people will want to come in on this. But it is probably the number one issue in Maynooth, after, we'll say, childcare and housing, but certainly it's something that we really need to all just band together on and hopefully try and deliver on it.
Let's speak to the community council then, Anne Kelly and Theresa Murray. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And we're trying not to focus on the word community centre. We're looking for amenities because the Maynooth has been designated as a key town. So we're looking for amenities that it's a 10-minute town. So any estate in the town has just 10 minutes access to whatever amenity they require. And also with that, that will absolutely help sustainability and all that kind of features. But at the moment there is nothing like that in Maynooth, and as Nisha said, we have this little space for, you know, a very, very large community which is ever growing. So we're looking for the 10-minute town and amenities, civic and sport, in different areas of the town.
Fine Gael councillor Tim Durkin, your views?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the town is in need of an amenity space. Myself and Peter put down a motion to bring the community council in for a deputation to explain essentially to council staff exactly what the town was lacking. They did exceptionally well in terms of getting their point across. And the council do own land within the core of the town. So it's time for that to be developed for the community. We absolutely need housing, but you need those services, community services and public infrastructure to go along with it. I would absolutely agree.
Angela Feeney, the community feel as though, we've heard from the council there, maybe that is one of the things that they need. It's essential. I mean, you look at some of the smaller villages and towns around Kildare, they have community centres or community hubs. Maynooth is one of the biggest in the county and it doesn't have it.
Absolutely, Owen, you're right. And, you know, as we grow as a town, I think we have a need, an even greater need, to have a place where people can gather as a community, because my worry is that people feel, you know, disconnected from community. And if you have one space, whether we call it amenity or community, we might agree or disagree on the name. But what was interesting to me is that we had it on page 17, I think, of the last local area plan. And here we are all these years later and it hasn't been delivered. I did put in a motion in January 2021 that we would actually identify the site, which is going to be soon vacated, the fire brigade site, which is owned by the council. And that would be a fantastic location in the town, accessible on foot, by bike or whatever. So yeah, we really need it, and the groups need it.
Sinn Féin TD, Raida Cronin, you're nodding in agreement there with a lot of what you're hearing?
Yeah, when I was a councillor in Kildare County Council, we were always looking for a community centre. That area there in the centre of the town would be ideal, because it's right in the centre of the town, so people will be able to walk to it. They won't be causing any extra traffic. But another thing we need in Maynooth, you mentioned the swimming pool. I have friends in Maynooth who have been I remember they were putting twopence halfpenny away every week. There was a collection in the town for a swimming pool. And we badly need that in. We do need more amenities. We need more sport. And we need to build on our community here in the town.
Okay, well, there are two huge amenities that are needed. Bernard Durkin, what do you have to say about that? Community centre and swimming pool, at this stage, people would say, is a necessity.
They're essential as time goes on. And the moot point is, of course, that all towns and villages throughout County Kildare have come under pressure in the last 10, 15 years in relation to population increase. But the difference with Maynooth is that it has accelerated in terms of population increase more than most other towns. And that's throwing extra pressure on Maynooth, and also pressure on the need to provide the essentials in terms of recreation space and community space. And also meet the needs of commuters, meet the needs of the schools and colleges, all arising from the increase in population. And we have to try to do as much as we can, as quickly as we can. I think we're all committed to that.
Donna Phelan from the Maynooth Autism Friendly Town. I just want to get your views from a resident's point of view here.
Well, I moved here over 10 years ago, and since then there's been a massive increase, I suppose, in residential builds, especially on the Dunboyne Road where I live. I live in an estate of 120 houses, and we had to have a creche built in our estate. There's Mariaville across the road who doesn't have a creche, who has over 1,000 units. How did that happen, and how does that make sense? Like, we're constantly building, and everything around us, no extra school places, no childcare places, no community centre, but there was space to put those into the planning, and that never happened. Where next door now in Linden Domain, will there be an opportunity for On Board Planán or the council to specify that they have to provide amenities for the families that are already here? Because it's really frustrating that you have to travel outside the town to go swimming, to do an awful lot of things. And with the traffic within the town, it's so congested, we can't take much more.
Peter Hamilton, I want to bring you in on that particular point then that Donna makes. What's your views on it?
Donna's made a very good connection. We need in Maynooth really to look at managing growth and to look at good planning. We really need to establish a vision of what the town will be. We all know we're in a housing crisis, and we're on the edge of the Dublin metropolitan area. Doing nothing is not a choice. But we need a vision for the town that we're creating in the local area plan, where we will have new areas. The Eastern Relief Road will begin this year and will connect around many places. The town councillors have worked together in the planning process specifically on the question of creches to ensure that in planning they now go into the first phase of a development. They've been going into the last phase of a development and often planned out of them. So we really need a vigilance on this vision. A place where our kids and grandkids can thrive, basically, is the notion.
And Don, I'm sure when you moved to Maynooth, that would have been the vision 10 years ago. So has much changed over those last 10 years?
Nothing. There's just thousands more people and nothing has changed, and it's not okay. And we've government representatives here. How has this happened? How are we 10 years down the road and we're still in the same position?
Tim Durkin, you want to come in on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree in terms of what Donna said with the lack of creche spaces. And at every attempt, both ourselves as councillors and the planning department have railed against applications that provide creche spaces in the first place, and then 6 months later, ironically, they put a further application in to remove them. And most of those applications have been unsuccessful in terms of removing the creche spaces. In terms of traffic, I totally agree. Maynooth has a greater population than County Leitrim. No offence to Leitrim, it's a lovely place, but it's a comparison. We have 18,000 students in the college. In 2022, the census here was 17,669, with five estates being finished out since, putting the population over 20,000 residentially with 18,000 students. That's 38,000 people. We have the Eastern Orbital Route starting early next year. We have the link between the Salbridge Road and the Strafford Road opening quite soon. So that will go some way to alleviate the problem. But again, it's unfortunately in Maynooth we've looked at a situation where we've seen parts of ring roads that were cul-de-sacs that weren't finished. And some of it was to, due to a downturn in the economy and all building stopped. But now we have a unique opportunity in a joint local area plan to set out our stall. This is the first time that I've had an opportunity as a councillor in Maynooth, and the same for Nisha, Angela and Peter, that we've been able to set out our stall in terms of how we wish to mould down in a local area plan process. And there's a duty upon us to listen to our community groups. And I think that's what you're providing us here today, so we can put forward the policies that will bring forward what is required for the town of Maynooth.
Anne Kelly from the Maynooth Community Council and Teresa as well. Both of you can come in on this. Teresa, I might go to you actually, if you just leave the mic where it is. What about the point that Donna made? Is there a lack of, or has there been a lack of foresight? Because with a student population here in Maynooth, it wouldn't seem like rocket science that the population was going to grow and that the infrastructure needed to catch up on it. Is that your view, that maybe there was a lack of foresight?
Yes, there was, absolutely. And should we see what has happened? We have no infrastructure. I mean, Maynooth had a swimming pool, it had the parish hall, it had so many amenities, and slowly but surely those were all taken over. And even now, talking about a swimming pool in the college, are we guaranteed that the public will have access? But our main point in Maynooth Community Council is that the LAP is the most important document to be around for the community, and that whenever it comes to the Glen Royal, when those planners are in the Glen Royal, we want to get people out. And this is a great opportunity for you to be going around the county, and we're delighted you've come to Maynooth, the way we can tell the people of Maynooth that they need to get down to the Glen Royal to talk to the planners, because the planners are going to listen. And we have land in Maynooth that we absolutely have to ring fence for amenity, because this is our last opportunity, and if that land is gone, then we will never get it back if it's rezoned.
And I think that's the most important thing, is that we want, when that public planning, the public consultation comes for the local area plan, is that people from the town would go to that hearing and say, no, this is not okay anymore. There hasn't been a vision for our town. You haven't kept the amenities in sync with the development of the town. Now you need to do something about it. And that's what people can do, is come out and give their opinion.
Stephen O'Neill from the Maynooth Kilcock Lions Club, to bring you in.
Thanks very much, Owen. We have successfully delivered key infrastructure in Maynooth in the form of sheltered housing. We would build multiple units. We would certainly welcome a community centre. Even this round table discussion tonight, to concentrate all our efforts into one direction, we certainly would love to be part of that.
Nisha Carroll, you're nodding there, listening to what people have had to say so far.
Yeah, I think we actually are in, and this might sound a bit silly, but we're in a great position in order to actually shape the future of Maynooth. Tim and I have been councillors together for 10 years. We were both elected in 2014. Raid was elected with us at the time as well, and so was Teresa. We haven't been able to put a local area plan together. Now, there's been excuses over excuses, primarily due to RESAs, right, the Regional Spatial Economic Strategy. And long story short, Maynooth is now being prioritised as one of the key growth towns in the eastern region, and that includes Bray and Swords. If we think of the likes of Bray and Swords, how big they are as towns, to be honest, I think that's the vision that the Eastern Regional Midlands Assembly have for Maynooth, but we really need to take advantage of it in this local area plan. We have amazing community groups, we have an amazing town, and it's a very young town. Like, I look at, you know, I got married last year. A lot of my friends from Dublin have moved to Maynooth. They're looking to set up and to raise their families here in Maynooth, as many people have already. And I think we really need to grasp this opportunity with the local area plan, as Anne and Teresa have said, and Mike and everybody else here. And actually, I think we need to be really positive about it and take it as a positive step. And also, I think collectively, we just need to keep the pressure on that these key developments, be it the swimming pool, be it the community centre, be it the ring road, are delivered, because together we're stronger. Scar Kayla of Armid Mardera.
Miriam O'Keefe Ahern from the Maynooth Access Group and also Rockfield Residents Association, over to you.
Well, speaking just as from Maynooth Access Group, I would, you know, agree with everybody here. We do have a social infrastructure deficit in the town, but I think what is extremely important is to ensure that irrespective of what we build, that we use universal design is embedded into the construction, and that we ensure that we have a facility that's accessible and used and understood to the best, you know, by as many people as possible, irrespective of our age, size, ability or disability. That is key. Design for all benefits everybody. And I think that's very important. I don't care whether we have a community centre, a community hub, an amenity, as long as it's accessible to as many people as possible. That's crucial for us as a group.
Is Maynooth as a town accessible at the moment, in your view, for all?
No. No, it's not. No. We have wonderful public transport if you're able-bodied. If you have a disability, if you are disabled, you need to give 24 hours notice if you want to use, you want to go down to Cork or go down to Wexford. Two people who are wheelchair users cannot travel together on Dublin bus. You know, we have wonderful public transport if you're able-bodied. If you are disabled, it doesn't work. If you go down our main street, we have footpaths that are broken. It's not accessible. We have still buildings. Our Garda station is not accessible. There's a step up into it. You can't access it. Many of our buildings don't have ramps. Putting a ramp in doesn't just benefit somebody who's mobility impaired. It benefits a family with buggies. It benefits a delivery person. Design for all is essential. And we really do need to start designing for all age groups in this town.
Sinn Féin TD Raida Cronin.
Yeah, that's really important, and thanks, Miriam. I think most of us, it was our first time we realised how inaccessible some places are, is when you went out the first day with your new baby in the pram, and we have a beautiful main street here in Maynooth, but there's a cycle lane going up the middle of the path. There's boards outside restaurants. I would pity anybody who has sight impairment walking up and down the main road. And we have a beautiful main street. We have, I remember when I was a councillor, we've had several public consultations on planning the town of Maynooth, the harbour space and all that. And I hope that the people, you know, people who are listening to this who live in Maynooth do come and do get involved in any public consultation that there is. Don't be afraid of making submissions or anything like that. A simple paragraph can work when you're making a submission of what you want for your town. And I would encourage everybody to get involved in that.
Bernard Durkin, and again, I don't want to diminish the work that's been done by community groups. And Maynooth is a fantastic town to live in, and there's a great community spirit and all of that. But infrastructure-wise, has the town gone backwards in your view? We've heard about there was a swimming pool, there was a community hub, there was X, Y and Z. Where did everything go?
Well, as I said at the beginning, we're coming from a late start because we were one of the smaller towns in North Kildare 10 years ago. And it was easier to meet the requirements of a smaller population. Suddenly, we've been catapulted into the very front row. And that's because of the lack of housing generally across Kildare, and the space was available in Maynooth. So that's the problem we have. But for example, it applies to all the services. School places, typically all over the place, even though we all work very hard at bringing this to the attention of the authorities, regardless of what happened. And for some unknown reason, and we had a meeting with the planning section in education last week, the Oireachtas members, and it wasn't very impressive now. Because the minister is a nice person, and we weren't very impressed with the urgency with which they were going about their job. And we all had fed into the system beforehand, pointed out the needs of the people in the area and the people with disabilities, and the need for an increased level of activity around that regard in the earliest possible date. But the point is this: that we once the layoff. Proposals, which were 10 years stalled, 10 years held up, nothing happened. 20 million allocated 10, 12 years ago, and nothing moved in the meantime. That was a disgraceful thing, but it happened because not of the inactivity of the public representatives, but the inactivity or the overactivity of some people who had interjected and objected for no reason at all. It wasn't in any way pursued by the public representatives, but there were different reasons.
Tim Durkin, what about school places there that Bernard touched on? Something that I know all the councillors and TDs here would be contacted about on a daily basis.
Absolutely, and I think like the most recently finished school in Maynooth is the Boys National School, and it's already at capacity. When you get a rapid increase in population, you need a rapid increase in services. And as a municipal district, in terms of public ground planning, we were probably the first out of the blocks way back when LPT first started. And we put money aside into town and village meetings in each town in this municipal district to ensure that the people got their say to see what exactly they wanted in their towns. And the Harbour Field was one choice for that. In terms of school spaces, we probably need, and this has been discussed within the LA local area plan, we probably need one large secondary school and two additional primary schools to cater for the population increase that's coming. And we have the benefit of hindsight, I suppose. We've had huge building in the town, huge number of units, and a lot of people coming to the town because it's such a brilliant place to live. Genuinely, the community groups within Maynooth, the quality of life here is exceptional.
Okay, all right.
But there are little points that need to be brought along as well.
Donna Phelan, as somebody that has children, when you look at school places here in Maynooth, what do you think, particularly looking ahead to the future? Would you be confident of getting a school place in secondary school, etc.? Or if you're a new parent coming into the town, would you get a primary school place?
Okay, so currently I will be going through the process for secondary schools now in September. And it's a lottery. So these are two brand new schools that we have on the Moyglare Road. Are already at capacity. The sports hall fits 8 classes per hour. It's at capacity, it's over capacity. And these are brand new schools. How come there wasn't foresight when the planning went in years ago and it took so long to get the school built that nobody went back and said, actually, we need a bigger school? They're full, both of them. And like residents in Maynooth are struggling now to get places for their own kids within Maynooth. I have 3 girls. I know right now there is space in the girls' school. I think there's 10 in the whole school. That is it. For the first year ever, there's a wait list for junior infants. This has never happened in a town like this before. And I'm lucky, yes, because my kids are in and they're in a fantastic school. They genuinely are. But I am in trouble now for secondary school next year.
Angela Feeney.
Yeah, and you know, as somebody that's worked in education all my life and I've served on Kildare Wicklow ETB, it's really heartbreaking to see the emails that are coming into us as public reps. It's causing huge stress to families. And for the life of me, I can't understand when a child is born, they have a PPSN number. They're in the database for the state. Surely, you know, a school place should be guaranteed and travel with that child the whole way up. That, you know, if you're planning your budget for your house, your own family, you'd know that you'd have to plan ahead. So I cannot understand why we're in this situation. But we are in the situation and we have to resolve it. I know that, for example, the catchment area has grown so much, as Bernard has mentioned, we're in that situation where just population growth is such that the school places are under huge pressure.
But there are some parents that are having to actually go outside the county.
Absolutely.
Over the border to Meath, and that's adding to the pressures.
Yeah,
we had a meeting there with the Department of Education. We were hoping it would be with the Minister, but unfortunately she wasn't available that day. But we brought this up because I'm sending in PQs for parents who have children on waiting lists, and children are distressed. They want to know they're going to be in. They want to know what school they're going to be going to. And we get this copy and paste reply from the department saying that they know, according to the GIS system, where children are born. But things have changed. You know, like nowadays when people, it used to be the case that when an estate would be built, that the local schools would know, well, in 4 or 5 years' time, there's going to be a lot of junior infants coming in. But my own son has bought a house there recently, and he's going to be moving into that estate with 2 children. Like, people are moving in now to estates with, they have their family more or less made by the time they can afford to buy a house. So it's a big issue, and the Department of Education don't really seem to grasp it. And I was stressing it to them that that things have changed, and they know that these bumps are coming up, and they say that they'll come back to us. They haven't come back to me now since that meeting, but I sent in another question today around it. But it's a big problem, and they have to get ahead of this. They do know when children are born. They have the census. You're here in Maynooth, we have Maynooth University, and we have the ERA report as well, which gives good detailed breakdown of the ages. But Maynooth, a lot of people who come to Maynooth to the university, they love it because it's a great town, and it suffers from its own success, I suppose, but a lot of people want to come here to live. So
Anne Kelly from the Maynooth Community Council, you've your hand up, you want to come in on this?
Just on a related matter, like, the places for schools can be predicted beforehand, the children are born, but we also know the number of units that are being built in the town, and yet there doesn't seem to be the planning ahead for the other facilities that people need, like doctors, dentists. Like, I would know of people that have moved to Maynooth and who are keeping their doctors in Dublin and are travelling back to Dublin to their doctor because they can't afford to leave that place because they haven't got a doctor here and they can't afford to be without a GP. So that then is keeping those doctors' practices in Dublin full because the people there can't leave because they still have got people there who have moved to Maynooth. So that's another area of planning that hasn't kept pace. There is no medical centre in Maynooth.
Green Party Councillor Peter Hamilton, no medical centre in Maynooth either.
Yeah, no, my doctor is in Lucan and has been for longer than you want to remember. HSE are in stages of planning for a primary care centre that is way late.
Yeah, but this is not a village, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like this is a huge town. You know?
We have one of the worst, a couple of old prefabs that had to be fixed and were behind. Just back to education, I'm on the KWETB and on the board of Maynooth Post-Primary. We watch the enrolment process run through every year and it's very, very stressful. And I put it back to the Department of Education. They are constantly 5 to 10 years behind in execution. There's a Gael Coláiste waiting for progress here. And we know that as our local area plan comes through, the needs audit is going to show the need for multiple primary schools that were already late for and at least another secondary. We know that's all going to come through. Mm. And I appeal to our Oireachtas members. The Department of Education is running behind. We see this in Wicklow from KWETB as well. Greystones, Bray, etc. Well, Greystones might do better next week, but I'll leave it there. Thank you.
Over to Teresa Murray from the Maynooth Community Council. Teresa.
Yeah, thank you. I've also served on KWETB and on boards of management and still serving. And it beggars belief. And as every member have said here, it is the Department of Education. I don't think that they're using the census. I don't know what stats they're using. But when the new schools were going up, we were told you can only have 1,000 pupils. So if you can only have 1,000 students in each school and you're looking at the census, you know that in 10 years' time, there's going to be more than 2,000 students needing an education. I can't understand what's going on. And the other thing that they do is they build schools and they don't build them to maximum size. So the principals within a couple of years have to start looking for prefabs and the school gets filled. I mean, it beggars belief. And I do think all the public representatives have begged and pleaded, but I'd love to know what the Department of Education use to guide them when they're looking at populations, because it doesn't seem to be the census.
Nisho Carul, a lack of joined up thinking would appear as the common theme coming out of this here.
Yeah, and if we look at just the education issue just around school places, like Maynooth isn't unique. You know, I think the same issues prevail in Wicklow, all throughout Kildare, I think all throughout the country. Just we're going through a massive population increase. That doesn't excuse it, don't get me wrong. There is a lack of joined up thinking, not just from the Department of Education point of view. You know, I think it was Teresa mentioned the healthcare centre or Peter did. You know, we don't have a primary healthcare centre. We don't have adequate school places. We don't have a swimming pool, you know, the ring road, etc., etc. And it's very difficult when we're living in kind of, you know, each of these issues are siloed. And we're trying to raise it from be it a council perspective or an Oireachtas perspective. And it kind of has always been the computer says no. Like, I've brought up all of these issues on multiple occasions. So has Angela, so has Tim, so has Peter, so has Radith, so has Bernard, and so has Teresa when she served as a councillor as well. And I'm not sure, to be completely honest with you, how best do we rectify these issues? Mm. What is it that we can do collectively to try and ensure that we increase, you know, the amount of school places, that we ensure that we get a public healthcare centre, etc.
Well, simply put, when is the computer going to say yes is, you know, the key thing. I think Tim Durkin, Fine Gael councillor, you're coming in on this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the most detailed audit of the town is coming down the track quite quickly, and that's the local area plan. It's a joint local area plan with Meath and Kildare. At that point, it will identify all the deficiencies of the town. And that document and the knowledge that will create, if the Department of Education don't listen at that point, well, the excuses have to stop, because we have seen school buildings built. We have several new schools in the town, all at capacity. So the most important thing is for people to engage in this local area plan process, which will cover a broad spectrum. education particularly. And from talking to along with my other council colleagues here, from talking to the planners, they're quite aware. It's getting that point across now to the Department of Education.
Miriam O'Keefe Ahern.
Yes, well, I'd like to, you know, agree with everybody who's spoken about the need for a primary care centre, because we've encountered that actually in Rockfield. We're over 30 years old, so we're starting to see residents who move there in their 30s and 40s now with no GPs. They were with GPs in Maynooth. Once they reached and moved on to a medical card, they no longer had access to their GP. That has been a difficulty. But building a primary care centre is one thing. We need to staff it. We need multidisciplinary teams. We need speech and language therapists, doctors, OTs, physiotherapists. We do have them. I mean, the one thing I will say about our school system here, we have brilliant schools who are producing wonderful graduates. So these people are out there. We need the challenges to get those lads back into Maynooth to live. I mean, I know I have them in my own family. And I lost them. They won't come. They were priced out of living here in Maynooth. They've gone to the other, North Dublin. Mm. That's two healthcare experts lost. I'm not the only one. And it's such a loss. We are producing the graduates. We need to attract them back here to North Kildare to work in their communities. We can build the building, but it's getting the staff to work there is the problem.
Angela Feeney, I want to talk about traffic here. Just before we go into some of the great community work that is going on, and again, we're not diminishing that at all, but we do want to talk about the challenges. Traffic in Maynooth is a serious issue. What about this ring road, this much talked about ring road or yeah. Eastern Relief Road?
We're finally going to see movement on that in the first part of next year, which is great. Long overdue. I think the compulsory purchase process was more prolonged than we would have hoped. I think back in September last year, we would have hoped that would have been concluded. But these things are never simple, and it took longer than expected. So I'm happy to know now that the design team, it's at the detailed design level. So we might actually see it within the next year, the sod actually happening on that. But there's no doubt about it that the first issue you hear from people when you go out to talk to, on the doorsteps, as we're all doing now, is the traffic in Maynooth. What's going to happen with the traffic? So great news on the ring road finally. But I also think we also have to play our part as well in getting out of our cars. There's no doubt about it. That's a modal shift that we all have to be honest and say, did I bring the car to the shop today when I could have walked or cycled? It's better for your health. And I also think we saw it with the Irish Open there recently, that there was a park and ride provider for that. Mm. That worked brilliantly. I remember thinking, why are we doing that for actually going into the university? Because actually, if you look at the footprint of emissions, a lot of it is people coming into the town to go to the university and leave the town again. That's not helping our climate. Mm. But if we put a park and ride there like they did for the Irish Open, people could bus in to the university. I think we'd solve a lot of the issues then. But we have to take responsibility as well for the traffic. We're part of the problem.
Donna Phelan, is it easy to get around Maynooth? I mean, you do have the DART here. You have the public transport, the buses, when they show up. Is it easy to drive in Maynooth, or would you rather, you know, leave the car behind? Not by choice, but kind of you have to.
No, and I suppose I'm in a unique position. I can't walk with my kids around the town. My middle daughter is autistic and would have dyspraxia, so she has the use of a wheelchair. The footpaths are terrible. The roads are terrible. It's not dangerous, the footpath space. On the Dunboyne Road with the cars, with the massive amount of cars from the university that has come onto our road. We can't walk. We don't have access onto the avenue that we could walk safely down to school. So I have to drive when she's with me. If she wasn't with me, yes, you could walk, no problem. But the amount, it's and in fairness, when there's no schools, the traffic is really light. When the university is closed, the traffic is light. So that's a big red flag of where it's coming from. Mm. And nobody's addressing it. They've just put a brand new car park in the university to entice more drivers, which isn't fair on us who live in the town.
Peter Hamilton, in theory, this modal shift, I know the Green Party pushing it as well as other councillors and parties as well. But in theory, it's great. You've just heard there from Donna, you know, unless there are other options available to people, it's not easy or as simple as just get out of the car.
Yeah. I've wanted to bring it back to active transport for a while. And I think we're pulling it rather than pushing it, maybe. The DART Plus project has already started. Miriam said earlier, we have good public transport. I don't think our morning commuters would agree, though. It's really, really tough. So the DART Plus, we've got new bus routes. We need more of them. Some good news in terms of accessibility around the town, the Mill Street project
I just want to bring Donna back in. Donna, you don't agree with that?
I can't bring my daughter to Crow Park to a concert because there's nobody in the train station to take her off the train in the evening if I brought a wheelchair, because she can't stand in Crow Park. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Drumcondra helped me, no problem, but it's the Maynooth that's the problem.
I had a colleague in a wheelchair tried to come to our convention in Cork, and she was told at Houston they wouldn't be able to take her off the train. The lifts, Éireann Rodarán give a list of lifts that are going to be out of order. What other business lists the lifts that are out of order? They just fix them. You know, we really need to improve the quality. Double the capacity, which we're trying to do on the buses. We need a bus terminus in the town, not a little place where six buses pull in. And that requirement is in our local area plan. So that will be a driven requirement out of our local area plan. We should have six terminus in a row.
Angela Feeney?
Yeah, I agree, you know, that we need to, I suppose, certainly it's disgraceful to think that people cannot access public transport if you have a wheelchair, you have a need. I just think that's not acceptable. I've had people that I've tried to help who wanted to access the 139 bus, and because of obviously the capacity was increasing, they were putting on extra buses, and the extra buses didn't have the capacity to take people on the wheelchair. So with people trying to get to hospital appointments, couldn't get on the bus. But I have to say, in fairness to the bus provider, when I did complain about it, they made sure that that didn't happen in the future. So I think our role is obviously to help you in every way we can. We shouldn't have to do that, but we will continue to support you. It's not perfect, but there are improvements being made. And I think we have to not focus too much on the negativity and say that one thing I can say about us as a municipal district, we work very well as a group of councillors. Mm-hmm. We might wear separate, you know, team jerseys in the next few weeks, but for the benefit of the community, we do work well. And I think getting back to what Anne said about the consultation piece, that's going to be key for this very, very important local area plan, because it was mentioned that this is the youngest town. The population is so young. We need to hear the young people's voices, because we're planning stuff into the future that if we're healthy enough, we might see, but they will certainly see. And I think that, and what you do, Owen, in broadcasting that, that's going to be on public display. You know, maximise how people can actually have their input to that. That's going to be key.
Tim Durkin?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a disgrace that someone can't, someone with a disability can't avail of public transport. I spoke at length about this at the DAR Plus oral hearing tabled by On Board Planála. And they had worked in or factored into their plan that they wouldn't put lifts into certain train stations. There was approximately 200 people at that, and the shock in the room when that was alluded to. So I railed against it, forgive the pun, to ensure that disability access would be for all train stations. But there's a number of positives here. Like the Eastern Orbital Route is the biggest infrastructural project to come to Maynooth since the motorway, and the next one is Dart Plus. So the fact that Maynooth has been earmarked as one of key towns in the regional spatial and economic strategy, it goes a long way to bringing, while there will be housing coming, but there will definitely be funding coming as well. And I would hope that that will improve greatly the services that are being discussed here today.
Miriam O'Keefe Ahern, obviously working with the Maynooth Access Group, you're doing a lot of work on this.
Well, access is a big issue for us. And what people find is basically it's the lack of maintenance and upkeep. If you're in any of our estates, like even in Rockfield, you'll find footpaths are broken, they're pushed up by tree roots. That prevents people walking around. What a lot of people like to do is stroll around estates. Active travel needs to move also into the estates. We need a maintenance and repair program for our footpaths. We also need a proper tree management program, because trees, well, they were planted for the best possible reason. Many of them now are doing structural damage to our footpaths. For an elderly person to fall, break a hip, is life-changing. And we just need to remember that, because I'm the former chairperson, and I've worked on our estate for 20 years. And the amount of damage done to our footpaths, and it's there. It's not for want of us reporting it. Mm. There's a huge level of frustration. There are stumps of trees there, 4, 5, 6 years. There are footpaths, literally, with steps on them. We've put cones out. And no amount of letter writing and requesting is going to change this. What I would like, and I think it's a challenge, is maybe for the Parks Department to be a little decentralised, to put some of their representatives working here with our Area Engineers Office. You know, come into our towns, come into our estates, walk through it. We have people who are mobility impaired, wheelchair users, visually impaired, living on our estate. And they take their life in their hands because they can't see the step. Mm. There's no contrast. And that's, you mean, that's active travel for them. It's good that they're walking around, they're getting out, they're living independent lives, but they are being frustrated by deteriorating infrastructure within our own estate. And that's just been, you know, the same throughout the town.
There's lots of issues we discussed here this evening. I want to finish, though, on, even though it is a town with over 17,000, 18,000 people in it and more coming in from the university, there is still a great community spirit here within the town. And Stephen O'Neill, I want to go to you from the Maynooth Kilcock Lions Club. Tell us a bit about the work that you do here, in not only in Maynooth, but also in Kilcock.
We're experiencing a great membership within the club. And with that membership, there's active projects as far back as even as Christmas. We would have had a very successful food appeal. A lot of the community came together, a lot of the local shops, that all the food raised from that and the vouchers, they've been distributed by the Vincent de Paul. As I mentioned earlier, like, we had built a big infrastructure with regards sheltered housing. We have raised money and raised money for a particular type of wheelchair accessible bus, which was donated to the Acre Project in Selbridge. So I think there's a great community spirit. We're always looking for new membership and looking for new ideas and new projects. As I mentioned earlier, this roundtable discussion and a focus on all, I'd love to see almost like a quarterly meeting of the heads of the community there, where we could cooperate all our efforts and focus it in, whether it's the community centre, transport, any of the local issues that we would have.
Another great initiative here in Maynooth is the autism-friendly town, and we had Adam Harris from As I Am on our programme only recently, commending the work and saying that Maynooth is an exemplar and should be held up as an example nationwide for what you've been doing here. Donna Phelan, what exactly is the autism-friendly town initiative?
Okay, so last year we signed up with As I Am to start the Autism Friendly Town programme in Maynooth. And within the 1 year, we've actually gained our accreditation status, so we're the second town in Ireland to have an Autism Friendly Town status. What we did was, we, obviously with backup from Kildare County Council, they provided us with funds to buy sensory boxes for each business in the town. So As I Am provided a training tool for every business to sign up to. And once they did, it's an hour Zoom programme. Once that was done, we delivered certs, window stickers and a sensory box that they will allow the autistic community to come in and shop within their store comfortably. And if anything did go wrong, they had the tools to help. Not to interfere, but just to help the parent or whoever was with that person to regulate themselves, to allow them to shop comfortably. My daughter is going from play school to university here, and I'm going to make sure of that. And she should be allowed to do that in her town, where she feels safe, where she feels comfortable. And everybody else needs to be, I suppose, more aware of her, rather than her trying to be aware of everything else and with everything else that's going on. So we have been working with multiple businesses and organisations in the town to help us get to that stage. So we, with Maynooth Community College, have been fantastic. We have our hangout clubs for autistic teens from 9 to 17, and they run bi-monthly. We are going to start up a younger age group from 4 to 8, hopefully in June, June, July. So our children have, they're meeting like-minded kids, because at the moment they think they're on their own. They don't realise that there's so many more people that are out there that are the exact same. And that goes from young to old. We're doing adult meetups, and like that, now we've moved, we're in O'Neill's, and we also have Maynooth Community College, who are letting us use their space. We are working with the Maynooth Community Church to create, and the Lions Club, to create Maynooth's only sensory garden, and that's come from private funding, which the council have nothing to do with. And again, it's like that stakeholders just want to get involved and want to make Maynooth more accessible for all abilities and disabilities.
I think it's great. And as I say, Adam Harris was very complimentary of the work that you're doing here. And there has been great buy-in from the community and from businesses as well. Nisha O'Carroll.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, look, there's a lot that we still need to rectify in Maynooth, be it school places, be it primary healthcare centre, be it being more accessible. But at the same time, there is so much amazing positive things happening. The Maynooth Autism Friendly Town, Maynooth being declared were winning the Tidiest Town in Ireland recently. We look at our sports clubs. We have an Oscar-nominated actor in the town. You know, we have literally, we are the envy. Sorry now to the rest of Kildare, listen to us. We are the envy of the rest of Kildare. I'm joking, but no, we have so much happening here. We've so much going on and we've so much to be proud of. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't continue to strive for more for our town.
Maynooth Community Council, Anne Kelly, Teresa Murray, just to get a final wrap up from you.
Yeah, when we went down to give our presentation to the councillors in Kildare County Council, we were listened to and we got a very, very good reception there. And the main focus now is that LAP, because we own land in the town's public land in the town that we want to retain, and then we can use that for amenities, and that's the most important thing. And we certainly are going to run a campaign where we're going to be letting everybody in the town know that they have to get down when our councillors will inform us the day that the planners are in, because the planners are interested and they will listen.
Tim Durkin.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what makes Maynooth such a great town is the community groups that are in it. Numerous times won gold medals in Tidy Towns. We've won the Eyeball Award this year for Irish Business Against Litter, and the work that the Access Group and disability groups are doing in the town. And remember this is, it's all voluntary. They do that, they take that upon themselves, and they do it for free. And what they have achieved in such short a space of time is absolutely, it's so impressive in terms of what they've done. So anything that we can do as councillors and TDs to help that process along. And the biggest document, and it's been said numerous times here today, the biggest document coming down the track for this town is the local area plan. And everything feeds into that, from traffic to education to disability services. It will all be combined into one document. And that's the most important thing for this town now.
Bernard Durkin.
Yeah, I think the thing we must recognise is that Maynooth is a very attractive place to come to live in. It does have its downside in many ways. If you get on the motorway at 6:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning, you'll find it's already jammed. And the two-hour journey, if you don't get there before that time, it takes 2 hours to go to work in the centre of the city. So we have to plan ahead. We have to plan way, way ahead of what we've done so far, recognising there's a challenge, which comes from the attractiveness of Maynooth as a place to live and work and to bring up families. University town, one of the things that was striven for many, many years ago and has come through. So I think that we have gained a lot, made a lot of gains. We have more to do, there's no question about that, in order to do the things that are necessary for a bigger population in a bigger town which has greater demands. And I think we're all committed to doing that, and we have to do that. And one important point has been raised as well in relation to people with disabilities trying to access public transport and trying to travel on the footpaths and all sorts. What people don't readily understand looking from the outside is that you never know how the system works, or you have to live with it yourself.
Miriam, just to finish up with you.
Well, I know a number of people mentioned about the voices of children, and we're very fortunate because we run a disability awareness programme for and about children called Our World. So we're in the schools all of the time. And one of the things we hear from children is they want a playground in Maynooth. They want a playground that's accessible for all, where children of all abilities play together, not segregated into the special swing. They want integrated play. So important that I know there's some wonderful submissions went in on the Harbour Field development. We put a massive one in, but that's the voices of children, and we've heard that throughout Maynooth. They want to play together. They want the biggest, most creative space, you know, the pirate ship, but they want the pirate ship or the Disney castle that's accessible for all, not with a stairs going up to it. They want a ramp. Children already can see the need to play together. They will tell you they don't like to exclude. They want an inclusive society. And that means every child being able to play together in that playground. And it is something we do need to aim for if we want an inclusive, accessible society in Maynooth.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us on this roundtable discussion here in Maynooth. Fine Gael TD Bernard Durkin, Sinn Féin TD Rhéidé Cronin, councillors Tim Durkin, Angela Feeney, Nisha O'Carroll and Peter Hamilton, Anne Kelly and Teresa Murray from Maynooth Community Council, Miriam O'Keefe Ahern from the Maynooth Access Group and Rockfield Residents Association, Donna Phelan from the Maynooth Autism Friendly Town, and Stephen O'Neill of the Maynooth Kilcock Lions Club.